Well, it's a brand new year, and you've decided it. You said, listen, this is the year I'm going to improve spiritually, but I don't want that to be the only thing. I want my health to come along with me. There's a brand new book to help you do that. It's called Rebuild Your Temple. It's a 30-day devotional to repair your body and to ignite your faith by Dr. Tony Martin Sr. from the Martin Clinic in Sudbury. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. And that's the goal, right? We want to do good this year. And that's the motivation behind you writing this style, because you're a doctor. You could just go the medical side, but you want both sides of our lives to really thrive, right?
Exactly. And you know, a lot of people, and you know, we're really finding this now, Todd. You would know this over the years in the radio. People are very interested in their health. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably the topic that interests people, probably even more than politics, is health. And, you know, I wanted to talk about the other side that a lot of people, they don't, you know, pay attention to, and that's the spiritual side. You have a body for sure. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139, but you also have a soul. And a lot of people, they neglect that part. And I wanted to put the two of them together in this book, and I think people will really appreciate it.
Yeah. Now each chapter is divided up. You take a little bit every day, just like you should do a little exercise, a little medicine every day. And yep. You don't just skim the surface, right? You dive into some pretty deep topics, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And my goal always has been, Todd, to make, you know, keep it simple, stupid,
right?
You know, because for me, I like people to understand. I'm not aiming at doctors. I'm aiming at the layperson, you know, physically. And then spiritually, of course, the Christian, for sure, they'll find these devotionals good. They'll find them challenging. But this is a great tool to use even with your non-Christian friends, you know, because people are interested in health. And then you say, well, you know, have you ever thought about your soul? And you know, building that up. And you know, like I talked, one of the devotionals, I'll just give an example, Todd. The Bible's, I my PhD was in clinical nutrition. So I talked about food all the time and, you know, big time. But the Bible has a lot to say about, says, well, taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me shall never hunger, and anyone who believes in me shall never thirst. So, you know, there's a spiritual side, and I really wanted to emphasize the both. And I think it's very practical. People will, you know, any feedback we're getting on the book has been really good, because it's easy to read in the format we do it. And it's, I think, enjoyable and very beneficial. You know, I talk about the twin stacks for your health. B12 and vitamin D, and I go into some detail about those, you know, because 80% of the population take a supplement every day,
right?
And this is sort of a book about supplementing not only your health but your spiritual side too.
That's right. Well, and you dive into something that's non-nutrition. It's not food. It's sleep. You dive in about sleep too, and I talk about sleep a lot. Like, it's almost medicine, isn't it?
Well, it is, because I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Sun, Steak, Steel, and Sleep. So the big part, Todd, you're right, because, oh, let me tell you this. If you wonder if you're fearfully and wonderfully made, Todd, let's talk about sleep just for a second. And I talk about this in the book. When you're sleeping, okay, your brain does a detox, and only when you're sleeping. And what we found out in the last 10 years, we didn't even know it. When I was in school, I never even heard of this. We know about the lymphatic system. That's your sewage system in your body. But the brain has its own. It's called the glymphatic system. So in the book, I talk about the self-cleaning oven of your brain. But it only works when you sleep. You need to get sleep. So it really is important, you know, sleep and regenerate. One of the biggest issues, in my opinion, in Alzheimer's and dementia is a lack of sleep. People just, 80% of the population have trouble with sleeping. They just don't get into that REM or recuperative sleep, and they're self-cleaning oven of their brain never gets turned on.
The book is called Rebuild Your Temple, 30-Day Devotional to Repair Your Body and Ignite Your Faith by Dr. Tony Martin Sr. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd. Much appreciated.